Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Anime Club Supplement. Today, you're going to be watching the first episode of Usagi Drop. This was Bovulon's choice for the Anime Club. And if you want to hear our full thoughts on like the series in total of what we've seen, then go listen to our anime podcast, which, if this is up, then that's going to be up. We've had some issues with the site recently, but if you listen to this, then the show will be fixed. So, yay!
Woohoo!
I'm the Dead Man. Today, we have Bovulon.
Hello.
Butchatron.
What's up?
And Ninja Kitty.
Hello.
Yeah, we're going to watch the first episode of Usagi Drop. We have it just, we're going to be starting straight from the beginning, since there isn't really any logos to go off of. It's just pad at zero, then when we say go, hit play. You should be good.
There's whiteness.
Yeah, it's whiteness and just wind really close to a microphone. And some chimes. But yeah, so, you guys ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Wait! Oh god.
We've got silhouettes and trees.
Yeah. This is what it's like when this is what it's like in the rapist's mind. It's the one part of this anime that doesn't really make any sense, because like, he had a premonition about the series.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He clearly has superpowers.
Clearly. Oh, I have you now. Okay, this is a weird thing that I'm probably going to bring up, I probably brought up the thing, since we were recording this before, but the art style at the beginning of every episode of this show, I feel like that would have been a much better art style for the show in general. Like, the art style changes from the beginning of the show to after the theme song.
Yeah, it's all very watercolory and...
Yeah.
It's a bit more interesting.
It looks like a children's show.
Yeah.
Dude, speak up and fix your microphones. We're getting static and you can barely hear you.
How's this?
Staticky and worse. Static. Oh, God.
What are we doing wrong?
This is going to be great.
All right, that's good. Hang on. I'll
be
back in a couple minutes.
Finally home. Good thing I killed my grandfather. Ha ha ha. I had a dream about you. Zip. And sudden rainstorm of death. What was up with that face? Why did she make that face? He was like, fuck it.
Am I any better now?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, or yes?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I apologize to the audience for the staticky hell.
We're still working at the new mics.
I never actually watched the opening theme to this.
Really?
Yeah,
it's
odd. I just skipped it. Oh god, flying bows.
And now it's a rice ball, which went into a chimney and produced a button.
Now it's a rabbit.
And turned into a rabbit. A red rabbit.
Rainbow rain.
It's raining clown jizz on people. So what does that have to do with anything?
It's a child drawing.
Really.
God, what is with this child in buttons?
They're cute. And bows.
She likes to eat them.
Well, she abused the child with bows and buttons?
Now that would be a cool tree. Purple tree with stars going on it. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Like every kid draws.
Don't crush my hopes and dreams.
It's like, like every kid dreams of, a tree with a toothbrush in it.
Yeah.
Now we can watch this again. Hey girl, what's up?
Only now we have regular color and animation.
Mommy! He's gonna rape me!
Yeah, the watercolor style was probably better.
Hmm. It's like,
yeah, I heard there's a little girl involved.
It's like he's dead now. He just uses his room as a closet. Dodging the question. Just like I have a good Japanese mother. We're watching anime, folks. You still that game? Well, people have decades of practice.
That's a scary but probably true thought.
What old thoughtless remarks? He was stating the facts.
Yep, that little girl is his aunt.
Yeah. Oh god, I can't get away, I can't get away! No way out. And pulls a gun. This is gonna have to fight my way out.
No, it's Japan. She assembles a giant sword.
That turns into a gun. It's just a gun that turns into a sword. It's not a sword with a gun-shaped hilt. I'm talking about like a sword that turns into a gun.
A gun that shoots swords.
Yes. A sword that shoots guns.
Her arm turns into that.
Yes. This is secretly a tie. This is secretly a tie into Project Arm.
Ultimate weapon: a gun blade that shoots gun blades.
God, what is up with this bitch? It's just like, it's like, oh no, I don't know how much to give to this dead guy. Jesus Christ. Grandpa's
so
rolling.
So you take two zeros off that to roughly translate it into dollars.
Yeah,
four
roughly.
To 5 grand.
Yeah, funerals are expensive.
What funeral? They put them in a box and put flowers on them. They're not at a funeral parlor. They're not having a fancy coffin.
You need to prepare them for burial.
Fuck.
You need to buy the coffin.
Fuck. You could probably make the coffin for like $20 at Home Depot.
I'm going to say this right now. I hate that child. Not the main character. The one that's running around being a little twat right now.
Reyna. Of course, everyone hates Reyna. Supposed to hate her.
You hear, like, a few seconds later, slap, slap, ah, there's a dead guy in the other room! Show us some fucking respect!
Oh, so he's a lot like his grandpa. That'll make it easier to rape her in. Glad you've been awfully quiet.
Yeah, you guys have been pretty much covering it.
How weak do you have to be to not be able to blow out a flame that small? So she touches it.
Hey, she's tough.
Yeah, she's tough, but not very bright. Like, why don't you make your worthless laugh useful and go get the fucking cushions? God, he's terrifying. Don't look directly at it, you'll go insane. Fun fact, Daikichi's actually Cthulhu. And she pisses herself and runs away. A close-up shot of her face and just her pissing herself. And Kilauea just before he goes like, oh god, why is it so wet here? Bitch. He's like, I laced that rope with cyanide. Better be careful. Actually used to be kind of like that kid where I just like bring a friend over, like beat a really hard level in like Super Mario Brothers, and then just take credit for it. Poop bomb.
There wasn't any poop involved in that bomb. If you're going to say poop bomb, you better start shitting in your hand.
You didn't see what she did with it when she was going over from Rin to the table. It's like poop bomb butt floss. She actually just poops blue.
So that's not really blonde hair, but it's not ginger hair.
It's anime hair.
I can't even think what color it is. It's like... I'll have to think of a word for it.
Old people. They can't stay awake.
They're also drunk. They are old drunk people.
So? I've seen drunk people who have been able to stay up all night.
Or depends on how drunk you are.
Or at least past 11. Slap him, that'll wake him up.
Earlier that day, she smashed her face into the side of the wall because she ran. Just, and that's why her nose looked all messed up.
Finish her. Oh, look at that mug. Pow, right in the kisser. And et cetera. Damn, that's my wanking hand. Don't forget to leave your money.
I'll see you soon. I'm pretty much dead.
Yeah. It's either one of the young guys saying he's going to kill himself soon, or it's going to be, or it's like one of the old guys saying, I'm fucking dead already. Make it rain, bitches.
I hate that child.
Like,
someone bitch. Smack a bitch.
Yeah. Bitch, don't make me smack you. Like, usually don't. Like, usually wait till I get home to smack you, but I think it's a special occasion. Everyone just.
Oh my god, he's talking to her.
Yeah.
You were supposed to ignore her.
Yes. Great. Now the curse will happen.
Okay, I'm taking bets on who's getting the umbrella through the throat.
I'm gonna go with the mom.
Please let it be that little kid.
No, the kid's the one who falls down the stairs, then goes swimming and has an aneurysm. Fucking
bitch. They'll freak out over her, and then the other kid is just like...
It's like, oh my god, she jumped! Someone called the fire department. He said it gave you the best high. Crush that shit out, put it in some ginseng tea. You're good.
Wow, those feet got dirty fast.
Yeah. Now she tracks dirt through the house and makes everyone hate her even more. That little girl is, like, weirded out of the fact that everyone's calling her dad Grandpa.
Well, the term Oji-san just means, like, elderly man. Hmm. So, also, Ba-chan is just, like, a term for an old woman. It's complicated.
This bitch is wrinkling my suit.
Japan.
How'd she get the sides of her socks dirty?
She's that good. You didn't see the barrel roll that happened beforehand. Her dress is dark, so you can't really see the dirt on it. It is now 9:05. Here's your weekly traffic update. Ooh, field trip!
I want to ride the pony!
We're going to Wonderland. No, we're not going to a funeral.
Clean socks.
Yeah. Well, they had to beat the bitch, so they beat her feet. That way we wouldn't be able to see the bruises as well. Got all the dirt out of it. Dude, I love you right now.
What is he winding?
A clock.
The face of the clock?
Yeah, it puts a key in it. Okay, if everyone's birth records... Like, if Canadian birth records were that cheery... something would happen. It's like, how utterly responsible. We're not gonna take care of her for a second. All y'all can fuck off.
I'm about to smack you.
Bitch, I'll beat you to death with your baby teeth. Like, her saying all that makes it really weird in the next episode where she's talking on the phone with them and he's like, I want to talk to her.
She says whatever's the most annoying at any point in time.
Yeah. What? It's cheap labor. Of course you can. Just make her work on the lower shelves. Why? Bitch, what are you doing?
Okay, so my mother hates me.
Yeah. Good point, Daikichi.
Hey, bitch sister, shut up! You don't know! Oh my god, his family is just douche after douche after douche.
Yeah.
And then there's that little girl. Oh, God. Don't you just want to, like, take her hair and just choke her with it?
His family is just a traditional Japanese family.
Yeah.
You realize this is actually normal for Japanese culture for this stuff to happen.
To be like, oh, a child. Fuck her, I don't want her.
Yeah. Like, it's not like it's not like he cheated on his wife and had this baby legitimately. It was just, hey, I'm 79, I'm alone, I want to fuck somebody. Oops, I have a kid. Preferably one of those facilities that drugs are a lot. You know, they could charge money for on YouTube. What the fuck's the matter with y'all?
Not even going to say anything to you guys. Going to talk to the kid.
Well, yell at her, kind of. Like that, bitch, I don't get my socks dirty.
She's wearing shoes, too. How dare you take responsibility where we won't?
Yeah.
You're going to make us all look bad.
Already did a plenty good job of that yourself, guys. Oh, come, child. We bounce.
Oh, the way you said that was a little bit like a pickup line. Hey, want to come on with me?
Hey, girl, how we doing?
What did I do last night?
Yeah. Oh, God, my hair's all crusty.
Who are you?
He looks dead.
The hell did I do last night?
Yeah. Oh, God. God.
I'm your nephew.
Fair point. Now we have a box.
That was episode one.
Yay! So yeah, we're going to get more in-depth discussion, and we're going to have a more in-depth discussion of the anime during the actual anime podcast.
And we'll talk more about its merits than, you know, making fun of it.
Yeah, but this was just kind of our let's watch approach to anime. We're going to be doing more of these. So,
just because we make fun of it doesn't mean we don't dislike or like it particularly.
So next week our anime is going to be next anime is going to be Panty and Stocking with Garter Belt. So come back for commentary of episode one next week. Well, not next week, next episode. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm dead.
You know what I mean. I'm Budget Drum.
And I'm Ninja Kitty. I'm sorry, I don't have a witty ending.
See you guys next time.